Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's not just about the results. It's also the way that these results are happening. Another game, and I don't want to hear about the injury for Dart being an excuse for why they lost this game. This is a horribly coached football team. His decisions, the performance out there, whether it's a bad punter, whether it's bad defensive play, obviously the offense, especially after Dart goes down, all of it. These fourth quarters, how many can we sit here and tolerate where they continue to blow these big leads? Like, I don't even want to hear the, like, there was a stat going out there, 0-4, when having a 10-point lead on the road this year. Okay, that's great. But what about the fourth quarter 10-point leads or big leads in the fourth quarter? Enough. I can't yell and scream about it anymore. Enough.
I know. I can listen to your tone. I mean, it really is hard to yell. You're right. And listen, I think when you get to a point when we're not sure if a coach is right for a team here, right? The first point of evaluation is, all right, is this the guy who's going to elevate and push forward and eventually get a team to where we want them to get? The answer is obviously no. We're at that point. The record is 20-40-1. So we don't need to scream about that. Why? I think the next level of analysis is, at what point does the presence of somebody just suck the oxygen out of the building and become much more of a detriment than a positive, and that's where I think that we are with Dable. He just the resignation on his face yesterday.
100%.
I feel so badly for the guy. It's almost like I want him to get fired so he doesn't have to get subjected to this anymore, because it's obviously over. He should not be here the rest of the day. He might be. I don't know what they'll do, but he should not be coaching the Giants anymore. It's painfully obvious.
It's over. We've known that for a long time, whether it's saying it a year ago, whether it's saying it a few weeks ago, whether it's saying it repeatedly for the last couple of seasons. Now it is definitive, and I love the way that you said it. It's just doing more harm keeping him around. It's over. Move on. You could see it in the postgame last night. He was defeated. They ask him the same questions, and he's answering the same thing, but basically saying, like, we got to do it. We keep losing. He could say one thing and think another thing, and they could say that they're close. They keep losing. They keep losing the same way. Those leads, and I know the NFL has changed. Like, it's a totally different game now where these things happen all the time. It should not happen with the same team repeatedly. There's four games now that they have no excuse losing those games. I mean, I said this weeks ago, 2-6 can't turn into 2-7, which could quickly turn into 2-8. And now you're looking at the difficult part of the schedule. I'm like, why? Why are we keeping them around? It's over. Move on. For the betterment of your franchise, today they should announce Dable and Shane Bowen are fired. And that at least will start the fumigation process and make people feel better about the Giants.
Yeah, there's a lot of football to go, which means there's a lot of press conferences and there's a lot of practices and there's a lot of film sessions. So, you know, you've got to try to salvage whatever you can salvage here for the younger players and whatever core is going to be around for this team for a long time. I mean the fourth quarter implosions, it's comical at this point. I mean, you know, there's so many things that have gone wrong, but I got to tell you, we look at, like, you know, obviously the defense and their inability to get sacks, and they had Caleb Williams 5 or 6 times in their grasp, yes, and they couldn't get him. I mean, so that's on the defense. That's on Bowen. But you know what? And I understand that Dort was out and Russell Wilson was in. When you're up 20-10 and you're at the 1 and you elect to kick a field goal, what are you doing?
It's a loser.
Go for the touchdown.
Yeah, but go through the process of why he made that decision. That is a losing decision. That is playing conservative. Okay, so why? If you've watched this team, you know why. Because points are hard to come by, especially when you're talking about kicks. He's thinking, now I don't know this, I didn't talk to him, I'm using common sense here and based on what has happened in the past. He's thinking, I just kicked the field goal. We actually made the field goal. The way things have gone in my 4 years, I'll accept the penalty. Will get stuffed, no points, get screwed over somehow, or whatever it may be. You don't want to take the points off the board. That's also something that coaches have been saying for a long time. But that's a loser move. The winner move would say, I'm being aggressive. I'm not playing scared. But he is scared because he knows that he's on thin ice to begin with.
That's what he's saying.
So you make the conservative move, which is to go up 2 scores. We're playing well, which he's right. But it was the scared loser move. Instead of thinking aggressively, we'll go for it. If we don't get it, they're pinned back on the, you know, half-yard line anyway. That would be the winner's move. Hard to make a winner's move when you're playing back on your heels.
And it's okay if you do that. You got Lawrence Taylor and Carl Banks out there, and you got a real defense out there. So the defense has not earned that belief, that conviction that they're going to do their job. So that was just, that was incredibly... incredibly passive, in my opinion. And then you got a shanked punt.
I mean, it's just ridiculous,
dude. You watch these games. So, obviously, I'm at the Jets game. Yeah. We'll do a little Jets later, right? So, I'm watching, and I know what's happening because you're getting some giant highlights in the stadium. I'm looking on my phone. So, I knew what happened. And then the Jets game, I left about with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of the Jet game, got in the car. I knew the Jets was a wrap. I put the Giants on the fan. I wanted to hear the end of that game. So, I go home, and obviously, now I've got to rewatch the game snap by snap so we can talk about it like we are. And it's 20-10, and there's, I think, 5.5 minutes to go, and Colton and I are watching the game. And now he knows that the Giants lost. I go, dude, look at the score. It's 20-10. They got the ball. There's 5.5 minutes to go. And they lost.
It keeps happening.
Lost again.
It keeps happening. Jeez, it's actually predictable. And I don't want to hear about, well, and I think the announcers might have said this too, or maybe I saw it somewhere on social media, I forget. And you hear, well, once Jackson Dart went down, everything changed. No, obviously we know the importance of Jackson Dart. That's not why they lost that game. It's the coaching decision, it's the kicking, it's the defense. Caleb Williams had Kayvon Thibodeau in a blender all afternoon yesterday. How about Kayvon, you get to the damn quarterback and take him down for once? Good God! All these elite pass rushers chasing, nothing. Now, I know that Gabriel on the Browns is not Caleb Williams, but you look at what Will McDonald did yesterday.
Yeah.
You look at what Jermaine Johnson has done. Now, again, I know Kayvon Thibodeau has had some sacks in his career here, but enough with the big bad Giants getting close, but not close enough. Take the guy down. So it's a culmination of things. Poor decision making, playing conservative, playing scared, playing not to lose, the bad defense, the abysmal kicking. All of it. It adds up to another inexcusable, unexplainable loss in the fourth quarter when you have no... I don't care how bad Dable is or how bad the Giants are. You can't lose that game. And by the way, you look up at the standings. They're the worst team in the league! Again! Again! With all that talent from Shane's brilliant drafts. With Jackson Dart, a shining rookie quarterback. All that stuff. Oh, we're supposed to win this year with a veteran quarterback, with a defense that's loaded. They're the worst team in the league outside of the Titans. Again!
I'm telling you, I said a couple of weeks ago, Jets are going to wind up having more wins than the Giants, and I feel that more and more by the week now. I mean, you want to just look at this checklist of ineptitude. Obviously, we just referenced you're up 20-10 here from the one you kick a field goal, losing mentality for a losing franchise. Then you're up 20-10 with 6 minutes left, 3 and out. Then the defense
the penalties, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Ray McCloud with a stupid penalty. Giants going backwards.
How many
consecutive penalties?
Then the defense gives up a touchdown. It's 2017. Then they shank a punt. Then the defense gives up another touchdown. During this period, we already talked about this 4, 5, 6 potential sacks. Caleb Williams running wild. Listen, guys, it is a losing franchise. They have forgotten how to win. Their head coach is now playing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Being afraid to try to go for it, and it's
over.
I feel badly saying it, but at this point, I just want Brian Daboll to get the heck out of here so we can walk out of here with a shred of dignity.
It's
just a speck of self-pride.
It's the first step in cleaning up
healing
this mess. Yes,
I know,
exactly.
I know.
No, we were talking about, I didn't think that they would do anything in season. I didn't think that we'd get to the point where they needed to do something in season. They have to. And if the reports about reacting to the Denver loss, which was, I still can't believe that they lost that game, true about almost being fired when they got off the plane and cooler heads prevailed, okay, fair enough. Well, you're now weeks later. You're 4 weeks removed from that. And they got pounded by the Eagles. They played an awful game last week at home against the Niners. And now on the road in Chicago, they blow another game the way that they blew the Dallas game and the Denver game. It's over. We can't keep doing this week in, week out. Just end it, please, for everybody's sake. Daboll knows it. That was probably the best thing that you, like, we were talking about coming out of it. You could see it on his face in the postgame.
And it's coming through.
He knows it's over, so what are we waiting for?
Well, that's why I'm so disappointed. If you know that it's over, then that's why you got to try to stick it in from 1 yard out.
Yeah,
like,
I
if you're going down, you got to go down swinging. So it is what it is. It's not fun. It's the reality of the situation. While you and I just said what we said, I would imagine just about every single Giant fan is with us. It doesn't matter. I mean, do they fire him today? Do you think that they do?
Well, that
I don't.
That is a whole, see.
I don't
see now. And we talked about this big picture last week with Shane and Daboll. I'm not sure. I don't have confidence that they're going to do the right thing. And as the minutes go by and Daboll is still employed, I don't think Daboll is going to survive. Obviously, when that is, who the hell knows? But the right thing to do would be to do it today. It's not like giving us a pound of flesh. It's the right thing to do for the franchise, for the football team. It's got to change. The players are tired of answering the same damn questions. The head coach is up there as a lame duck. We all know what's going on. We could then forward it to, okay, now Shane's got to go at the end of the year or whatever. Who's taking over? Jackson Dart. We'll get more into Jackson Dart as we come up. But right now, for the betterment of the franchise, BT, the decision needs to be made. They have to let let Daboll and Bowen go now. And that would be the right move. I don't have faith because I thought it would have happened already.
So did I. We'll get these calls here, obviously, Giant fans. We're going to give you a chance to go to get into this here, obviously. But, I mean, there's a lot of teams that lose. There's not a lot of franchises that feel unhealthy to this extent and toxic now to this extent. It's time. I mean, it's time.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Brad starts us off in Mineola. What's up, Brad?
Gentlemen, do you understand that those three games, if you put them all together, the odds of us losing those games were 1 in 60,000?
I saw that number.
I did.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely insane. If you watch the NFL, any other game you watch, let's just say Houston and Jacksonville yesterday, I know nobody was probably watching that game, but there was aggressiveness by D'Amico Ryans. Why Daboll, knowing that he is getting fired, and guard getting hurt earlier in the game, and you get to the 1 yard line, why you are not being aggressive and the league is being aggressive? You do not win being conservative. And obviously that happened. They lose three games they were supposed to win. By all rights, the Giants should be 5-4 right now, and you should be talking about them going to the playoffs because they do have talent. And it does suck that Jackson Dart got hurt, and that was a horrible hit that he got hurt on. But here we are, same garbage again and again and again. Mara, get off your butt and fire Dable.
There you go. Thanks for the call there, Brad. I mean, they're just, they don't have enough winners in the building. I mean, that's it. They are used to losing now. And I, you know, I don't know that, I can't prove this, right? But, like, we all have weaknesses. And whatever your individual weakness is, when it starts to rear its ugly head, or you kind of feel it coming up, you kind of inwardly have a lot of emotions that you've got to kind of plow through to try to change that narrative. So I say that because, you know, when this team gets to the fourth quarter, they're not thinking about finishing the job. They're thinking about not collapsing.
Right, how are we not going to blow this one?
Yes.
And that's why after the Denver one, you could understand where that to me was where I drew my line saying, I've seen enough. Not that I would have fired them right there, but deciding that they keep losing the same way, specifically that Cowboys game to the Denver game. And maybe Dable's biggest mistake is being conservative. Me, being an old-school football fan, I understand that thought process. However, you have to evolve with the way the league is now, and conservative just doesn't cut it anymore. There's conservative and there's just flat-out stupid. And that decision to forego the accepting the penalty there and not pin them back, like, what's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen is the Bears are taking over on their 1 yard line. Mm-hmm. You still have a lead and they have to go the whole way. So you're thinking, well, no, we go up two scores, maybe try to do some math. And that goes along with how they coach the end of the Cowboys game, how they coach the end of the Broncos game. And it's all added up to losses. By the way, if you factor in, I mean, you want to throw in the Saints, we've done this. It's now four games. But even if they go 3 of those 4 games that they win, it's a totally different story at 5-5, and I think that's where they probably should be. Not great, but not one of the worst teams in the league. 5-5, you're still in play. You can't be coughing up wins like this.
Yeah, no, there's no way. Now, listen, the one thing, and I know nobody wants to really hear this, but this is what I find very interesting in the evaluation of Brian Dable. Like, there are a lot of times when you're a bad team, and based on their record, not just this year, last couple of years, Giants obviously a bad team, right? But generally, bad teams come out, and they aren't ready to play. Like, you look up, they're down 13-3, couple of turnovers, you know, short 3 and outs, and they don't present to their fans that they've got a chance to win. The Giants are the exact opposite. And this is, and again, I'm not changing my tune. I would have moved on from Dable a week or two ago. But the Giants, ironically, are ready to play. They're ready to play these games. So that tells me that at least leading up to during the practice week and the preparation for these games, that they haven't completely checked out, because that they had, and if they had checked out, you wouldn't implode in the fourth quarter. You would implode in the first half, and you'd get your bell rung and doors blown off for 4 full quarters. Not one. It's very strange, man. This is just a weird group.
Dom is calling from New Rochelle. What's up, Dom?
What's up, boys? Everybody needs to go. This has become a losing mentality organization. It's sad to say, because New York Giants pride and everything, but like you just said, I mean, they play well for 3 quarters, and then the defense folds and collapse. There's not enough ferociousness on that front 7. I've been saying that. I got to say, though, on going up 2010, at the time, I thought it was the right move, because you get points there and knowing the Giants. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't be conservative there. And
well, not Dom,
once again.
Yeah, not in 2025 you can't. That worked in the 80s, especially when you had Lawrence and some of these great teams and Parcells. You got to get points when you can get them. Now, I understand if you're from the 4. That's a little, you could spit across the goal line. Hey, come on.
I think the majority of coaches in today's NFL would have easily accepted the penalty and gone for it. It changes the game. I understand what Dom is saying, and I understand the thought process of taking the points there. However, it is a loser move, and it's made by a guy who's trying not to lose as opposed to trying to win, and it left them open for something like the Bears' comeback to happen. If they go for the jugular there, odds are you're winning that game. You're winning the game. There are two things that are in your favor. One, you could score a touchdown. Two, if you don't score, you're still up a touchdown, and they're pinned.
Yeah, and the wind swirling 20 miles an hour. See, it's a flawed mindset, because if you want to say, and again, you've got to go back to what you guys were thinking in real time, and I'm saying go for the touch. Like, it was a no-brainer. So there are certain situations, maybe, you know, with the wins and with a two-score lead and in the fourth quarter, if your defense has earned that decision, if anything, you've got to work around what your defense has shown you now for the last couple of months, and you've got to be aggressive.
I will say, to back Dable in this case, and by the way, this is not just about that decision, it's about that they continue to blow games in ways that they shouldn't. In his defense, Russell Wilson's the quarterback, not Jackson Dart. They don't have Scadaboo. They don't have Neighbors. They're up against it. So from an offensive standpoint, asking Russell Wilson to do something that, you know, you're talking about a backup quarterback who struggled. Now, again, I still think the right play, even under those circumstances, would have been to go for it, because worst case, you pin them back. Who the hell knows what could happen? You get a turnover, a safety, whatever it may be. You get the ball back. Too much good can happen for you. The chance to get the touchdown and the chance that even if you don't, worst case is they're pinned back. So those, to me, just add up to you got to be more aggressive in that spot. However, when you start thinking it through and you start playing scared and worrying about it, you're thinking negatively. Well, what could go wrong? Mm-hmm. I already just kicked a field goal. Thank God we got that, because we've seen how we can't make a field goal when we need it. Also, what could go wrong? Probably not going to get it with Russell Wilson as the quarterback. We don't have any weapons. Can't run the football down there. Like, I can see the negative thought process from Brian Dable.
There's no doubt. That's why he shouldn't be coaching this team anymore. Once that starts to permeate his thought process, that starts to permeate the room, and they don't think that they can win, because their coach indirectly is saying, I don't think enough of you guys, whether he's right or wrong based on the defensive implosions this entire year, and part of him is right, but they feel that. They're like, man, this guy didn't even believe in us to go for a touchdown here. So to me, scared money doesn't make money. There were six or seven things that could go right. There was one thing that could go wrong. What do you think happened?
And you could tell by the way he was quickly dismissing it on the sideline. I could feel his frustration. Be like, I don't even want to be tempted to think about it, because we already got the 3 points on the board. Let's just go with a 10-point lead. Obviously, it did not work out. All right, when we come back, let's get into the Jackson Dart aspect of things here. Dable, the aggressiveness, Dart, his style of play. There's a lot there, obviously, with the significant injury that he suffered in yesterday's loss. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.